Okay, I think we might as well get started here. I think it's going to be a short, quick net tonight, today, whatever. Where did I put my script here? Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for today is the 18th of October, 2021. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And if you have no idea what SDF is, direct your web browser to sierradeltafoxtrot.oscarromeogolf. That's sdf.org. I will pause now to allow stations to disconnect if they don't want to stay for the net or to allow for priority traffic. Evidently, the Anon radio link is not working tonight or today. We'll carry on. Where was I in my script here? I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne, and I am located in Urbana, Illinois. My SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink node 9229, which is the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, DE7KI, for allowing us to use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call and wait for the net control to acknowledge you. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions, but I don't really have one this week. I was sort of toying with one or two, but I only see one call sign in the Echolink dashboard here, so I think this is just going to be a quick QSO between us two, and so I'll save the cool topic that I had for when we have a few more check-ins, right? So, I don't think I need to explain how we do check-ins here. I see AB3KC in the dashboard. I do not see any other conferences linked with us, so I don't see any other mechanism for anyone else to check in. But I will step back and ask for check-ins, other than Collins there. If you would like to check in to this week's net, please call now. Right, who am I fooling here? I guess it's just you and me, Collins, AB3KC. Anything interesting happening your way? What's the weather like?
Well, Wayne, it's good to catch you on tonight. Interesting going on. Oh, look, we're not connected to any repeaters. but whatever. AB3KC, call sign. Weather, it was, yeah, I'm probably similar for you, but it was a lot colder today than it had been. What else is going on? I do have net control at, I have net control among everything else here in 25 minutes, but that's fine. I do it every five, I'm on a 5 week rotation with the local club, so I have to pick up that here at 8:30 Eastern Daylight Time, and I just did a check. I set up a new setup tonight so that I could have my...
AB3KC KI4AB.
Yep, now I'm being called on it. But I had a new setup, and I was just testing it out with one of the local guys to make sure I was making it into the system. But now they're calling me on that radio, so let me check real quick with them. AB9FJ, AB3KC.
Okay, just holler when you're done.
All right, okay. I'm back, I think. Everything's checking out there for the net here at 8:30 Eastern. So the radio's working good. And I'm getting into the repeater. It's kind of a haul. There's a ridge between me and the repeater, and it's not an easy shot, but I guess it's got a pretty good tower, so when you get in, you get in. So apparently I'm getting in. So that's what's going on here. Not sure if there's anything else, but I'm done with all my multitasking, Wayne. AB3KC.
Well, good for you there. But you goofed. When everybody else stepped back, you stood still. So now you stand out in my mind as a potential net control for our net. So I have my eye on you. We'll see about that one of these days. So, other than that, I think you're going to get out of here in plenty of time for your net. In fact, I'm pretty much ready to pull the plug on it now, but I feel slightly obligated to hang around for a few more minutes to see if there are any latecomers. I'm not seeing anybody on the dashboard, but I'm thinking I'll be out of here in 5 minutes. So I'm just going to sit here and twiddle my thumbs for a while.
Yeah, I was trying to iron out the hiccups here on my side before I mentioned it. But I am interested. I'd be happy to jump in on the rotation. I did have some Echolink learning curve things that I had to work through. But I think I can be pretty reliable on that front. And as long as it works with my other schedule, this other net, it should work out. So yeah, no problem there. And the only thing that I guess would be a concern is just the whole Anon radio type interface thing, but that's fine, I guess. That's not necessary just to be a net control. But for the Anon radio piece, this is Dirty Rig on SDF and AB3KC on ham radio. And, I think there's nothing else going on tonight. Good to hear you, Wayne, and glad we're able to connect here. Hope you have a good week, and maybe I'll see you in COM. AB9FJ, AB3KC.
Yes, I'm sure I'll see you in COM. I mean, I did a few minutes ago. what's the proper salutation here? Break a leg, whatever. Have a good net there. Is this the first time you've done that net?
I've been on a 5-week rotation since probably about this time 2 years ago. It's probably close to my 2-year anniversary. Every 5 weeks. It's the first time I'm doing it from this location. I'm using the same antenna. I have routed that antenna to a different rig, which is more convenient, because my shack is literally out in the woods. So, it's not the first time. But I am actually contemplating retiring from it at the end of the year, looking to take a break. So we'll see. I don't know. But every 5th week isn't really too troublesome. So it's not a huge burden.
Yeah, I used to do another net. I was one of four, so it was every 4th week. And I wish this net was that way. But coincidentally, what you described there was the topic that I was going to present this week. I was going to ask about remotely operating your radio over the network. I have a friend who was asking my advice. All of his feed lines, come out in his basement, but he would really like to sit in his living room with a tablet or a laptop to work his, QSOs. And so I guess I'm going to have to do some research on the best ways to interface a radio to the network so that you can do all the operations from a computer instead of being in front of the radio. So anyway, that was what I was going to ask, but I'm going to save it for a week when we have a few more check-ins. So bear that in mind, though. It sounds like you probably have some information about that. I'm going to pass it back to you, see if you have any comments before I wrap things up.
I do have an update for my power over Ethernet setup. I had successfully set it up in the past, but then I had an issue a couple months ago and I tore it all apart. But I'm back on the old system, and it's like, I think it's 802, there's a standard 802, I want to say .3AF or something. It's something like 50 volts DC. Anyway, it's commercial off-the-shelf equipment for injecting it and splitting it, but it only gets up to about 1 amp, and that's the hard spot, but it works. It works, and it's running as long as I keep the device on the other end in check and turn the power levels down for the radios, which it's just a internet device, router-type modem thing. So anyway, it's working, and I'm happy that it's back out there running power over Ethernet again on the old system. I guess if it were to turn back on one of those radios on high power, then I would get the thing where it doesn't work anymore. But hopefully I can keep it tame.
Before I go crazy here, let me just ask, you know, how much of a background do you have in tinkering with electronics, you know, like with a soldering iron and with, you know, discrete components and actually building stuff?
Hold on, let me turn the volume down on that thing. Okay. That's going to bite me in the tail in a couple minutes, but, soldering, I've been, all that stuff for ham radio for the past 20 years since I got my ticket. I've been building wires and adapters and connections and, in fact, punching my own Ethernet cables. I did actually have a splitter that I built for a Raspberry Pi to power it with 5 volts over an Ethernet cable. So, yeah, that stuff's fun to me. I like doing that kind of thing.
Okay, cool. Because I was just going to suggest getting one of those supercapacitors and put that on the distant end there to provide a buffer there so that, when you're not doing anything, your 1 amp could be charging that sucker up, and then when you start transmitting for a minute or two, you can be drawing down off of the capacitor.
Cool. Yeah, that's a good tip. I'll have to try that out or start looking at that too. That would be helpful. All right, I'm going to step out and clear my head and listen to the repeater now and get ready for the 8:30. But I'm going to start looking into the I think you said it was a supercapacitor. All right. Thanks, Wayne. AB9FJ, AB3KC, I'll be clear on your final.
Yeah. You can get capacitors now that are rated in full farads. No more of this microfarads or micro-microfarads, picofarads, you know, full farads. And they can hold a lot of charge for a lot of time. But they're kind of big. They're kind of expensive, I think. You could probably do the same thing with a bunch of conventional capacitors that are into, like, you know, the microfarad range if you have enough of them. But the idea is that when you're not actually transmitting traffic, you can be sitting there soaking up the amps over the PoE and storing it locally so that when you need it, you've got it there. Anyway, I think you know where I'm going with that. So anyway, have a good net, and 73 for now. Right, so I have seen no new stations join us on the Echolink dashboard here, so I'm going to wrap up the net. Let me get my script back out here and get down to the end. And I'm not going to bother asking for new net controls or subscribing to the mailing list. Let's just dive right in here. This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at 020 Zulu. If you would like, nobody's going to continue in the afternet. So let's see, blah, 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 blah. We're in comm. Yeah. This is Net Control Station, AB9FJ 73.